I'm excited to have Paul Morris, first of all, on the call with everybody. Paul Morris is our executive vice president with the company, comes with over 40 years experience in network marketing. There's probably not a better guy from, you know, the word everybody tells whether they're involved with XQs or not is Paul's the mentor for mentors in this industry, because of his experience. But, there's not a better, guy from a distributor's side standpoint to be involved with. Paul clearly knows what it's like to be in the field. He clearly knows what all of us go through as we build this business, and his ability and willingness, more importantly, to help us is second to none. I've never seen the support that Paul gives out to the field, and how willingness he is to help anybody that needs help out there. And then we've got Dr. Joe on the phone with us as well. Dr. Joe's experience is, I mean, what a blessing we have to have Dr. Joe involved with us at XViews. His whole life work has been tied to this side of the health and wellness and nutritional side of the industry, and from an extract side of the equation, Joe comes as strong as anybody does in the industry, as well as his partner, Dr. Vittori. But these two guys will have the answers for any products that are out there, as long as it doesn't get into the hey, we're giving out our proprietary secrets out there. But I'm excited to introduce them to the call.
Well, let me just kind of talk briefly about kind of where we are. You know, this is a massively competitive market, and XViews has got some great products. And when I came on board about a year and a half ago, the company made a commitment that they wanted to have the best products in the marketplace. And so we brought on Dr. Natale Vittori and Jim Jamieson, some premier formulators in the industry with greater than 80 years experience, both over on the biochemical engineering, biotech side, and pharmacy and pharmaceutical medicine research. And my background is in alternative medicine. I've been using extracts on the clinical side, in clinical practice here in America, where it has not been popular for the last 30 years. And one of my claims to fame is I was taught by one of the greatest chemists on earth from Australia, who then went to England and got certified as a herbal medicine doctor and herbal medicine therapy, came back to Australia and set up what I think is unquestioned the premier company in the world for herbal products, and that company is called MediHerb, and I believe they're in Queensland. And I've studied with Kerry Bone for the last 8 years, use his products therapeutically, and it's one of the benchmarks that we look at when we look at product quality, herb sourcing, the raw material sourcing, manufacturing, quality control of our source materials through manufacturing, and then post-manufacture, either HPLC, mass spec, or whatever's going to best fit the genre of products that we're developing. So we've got a keen interest from a company standpoint for product excellence. And unfortunately, in the competitive environment, we're not able to always tell what we're doing or to talk about our competitive advantages, but we certainly have some. But the most important thing over on the clinical side, and Jeff and Paul and myself have seen this literally around the world, our products are working in humans extremely well. We've got the anecdotal tens upon thousands of anecdotal reports that it's changing physiology. We are now embarking on a journey here in the U.S. in multiple research facilities to document markers of the inflammatory process, immune system modulation, the ability to control and optimize blood glucose, blood sugar control. And if it were just those three things, that that's a blockbuster product to have everything in one bottle. But the future of science is a field called regenerative medicine. And they're looking at markers, and they're spending hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars in research in this field, looking at products that will stimulate adult stem cell proliferation in the human body, and a process called anti-angiogenesis, the ability to stop vascular beds from forming in small 1 millimeter tumors so that they will not grow, proliferate, and metastasize. And that's been going on for years and years, and one of our claims to fame right now is that in multiple research centers, we've captured the attention of some of the greatest researchers in the world in their laboratories about those kind of processes. Question number two related to how are the extracts done, and let me address that one quickly. All of our raw materials are sourced, and they're from sustainable agricultural sources, either organic or wild-crafted. Wild-crafted means sustainable. They're not going to damage the environment. The crop's going to be better the next year after we've harvested. And our suppliers are under those restraints. And so we know we've got a green approach to what we're doing. Then when it comes to the extractions, there are thousands of companies that can do extracts. Very few that can do an extract and preserve the precious constituents, particularly the heat labile phytochemical structures. So our requirements of our extraction people are this. They must be done under cold processing technology, and if there's any solvents other than alcohol or water, we probably are going to not use those companies. So we're limited to water alcohol extraction to bring the entire phytochemical profile from the plant material, meaning we're not a pharmaceutical isolated extract. We're bringing lycopene out of a tomato as an example, but hundreds of other things that are in that tomato by nature that gives it synergistic nutrient synergy, and the components that designed that plant and it's evolved to have those things for the protection of the plant. And we know that if you eat them in their entirety, you have a much better chance of getting a therapeutic physiological response in the human. So that's our philosophy, and we're very demanding about that on the science side, because without that restraint, if you heat over 125 degrees Fahrenheit, you're beginning to first damage all the enzyme structures, and then phytochemicals are leaving by the dozens to hundreds as the temperature rises. So with that said, by law in this liquid, we must pasteurize, which means we've got to get that liquid to roughly 190 to 200 degrees Fahrenheit in order to get it in a bottle by law. So what we've designed is a high temperature, short time heat pasteurization cycle that lasts less than 30 seconds. So, and we've tested pre and post, and we're getting very minimal damage using that particular technology. And not every manufacturing facility even has that equipment, because it's in the $250,000 range for the piece of equipment that can do that pasteurization cycle. So on point number two, I think we're above reproach in the marketplace, and kind of the leader in the field in terms of extraction chemistry and supplying or getting the right suppliers that match up with our design philosophy of a product. Clinical trials, we'll talk about that one, because human clinical trials is ultimately the endpoint and the end game. And so we're investigating right now immune modulation, the ability to shunt inflammation, glucose control, anti-angiogenesis, adult stem cell research, those kind of things. When we get enough preliminary data to say one is better than the other, we will do then a here in Texas, we have the Baylor College of Medicine system and Texas A&M University Medical Center that has consented, because of Dr. Vittori's contacts, to do a human clinical trial for us. But we want to make sure that we hit the target the first time, because it's enormously expensive to do those. So those are in process. The work's being done. I talked to Dr. Vittori this morning, and that process is well on the way. Along with Jeff Bracken has got us involved with Dr. Gary Booth up at Brigham Young University in Utah, who has done some extensive research on his cell lines up there, and he's collaborating now with Dr. Vittori. So we're heading, collecting the data so that we rapidly, and rapidly could be the first quarter of 2010 to have our first clinical trial data available for the marketing side. And it says here, and I didn't see this, I got very skeptical of Manatech when they moved their money from researching product. Yeah. Well, Jennifer, I can tell you, I'm here in Dallas with Manatech. I started with those guys in 1994, 95, when they, in 1996, moved from their aloe vera-based technology to their Ambritose technology, mm-hmm. I left the company at that point because they had a patent, but they had no clinicals and no data on that product. And with all the money they've made, they've yet to fund any research in that area. And I know the scientists. I know Bill McAnally and Reg McDaniel personally. And I was very discouraged that they didn't do that for whatever reason. And here we are, a small company compared to them, and we've already done more research in the first year than they've done in the last 12, and they've probably made $2 billion by now.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in my close group that got very involved in Manatech in the early days, and then got very disillusioned for that reason, because you know, if you don't do the clinical trials, well, you don't know it's actually working.
Exactly right. So I'm actually right now setting up some pilots for human clinical trials where we can draw blood, do urine, put people that we've calibrated for the last 3 months on quality nutrition where we know where they are, and then use them as one of our controls. Does it make a difference in somebody that's already got an existing healthy blood chemistry? What are the changes? Because we've got some labs here that can now measure blood levels of glutathione, superoxide dismutase, and some of the markers that are the real deal antioxidant markers, not ORAC values. Everybody's going to work. We hope to set the standard of the new benchmark and let everybody then try to catch us. And from a company standpoint, that puts us in the lead position, but it also gives us the ability to, from a marketing standpoint, to say we're elevating the status of the rest of the companies to build better products, because there's no way, if we go to $1 billion or $2 billion in sales, we'll ever penetrate the market of the need that's out there. So we'd like everybody else to raise their standards, because the job's too big for just one company to do on a global basis.
Jennifer, let me just add this as well. In the last year, my distributorship with XFuse has taken off in a very rapid form. It's caught the attention of some of our biggest competitors. And on two separate occasions, I've had conversations with either the owners or some of the top distributors in their company, and they put me on the phone with their slash scientists, doctors, the gurus behind the product, and not once did I get anything even close to the statute of what Dr. Joe's given to you out there. And these are the leading competitors that we have out there that that offered substantial amount of money as a bonus to move over, but without a solid product, it's not the same opportunity. And that's what I love about our company, is that we're setting the standard not only from a product quality, but the scientific research and data to say, wow, all these people are having these significant experiences, but why is that? And have the data match the experience, I think is something that you haven't seen, and our company will be the first to be able to do that.
Well, there's a couple of other questions that got sent through to me. I'm not sure if they're on your list, but one of them is, what's happening physiologically in people's bodies causing the more dramatic benefits people are experiencing? This is a huge question. Such as lowered blood pressure, relief from arthritis, and improved blood sugar levels for diabetics.
Well, do you want to handle those? Because here's kind of the 30,000 foot view of that. Our product design was not one or two botanicals, but we picked primarily seven superfoods, and we added to that. And the research shows that each one of those superfoods impact physiological markers on a global basis, and one may do two or three. For instance, Dr. Vittori and I spent a year in NONI research back in 2003, and we probably know as much about NONI as any two guys alive, and some phenomenal abilities for nitric oxide production from the components in NONI. And as you know, nitric oxide is a vasodilator. So yep. A person that has high blood pressure and you put vasodilating compounds in their body that are natural from foods, like garlic does the same thing,
yep.
It has the ability to normalize physiology. And the same is true with pancreatic function. Some of our components stimulate and help regulate insulin levels. Now, notice I didn't say anything about treating a diabetic.
Right.
Impacts insulin levels so that people that have blood sugar abnormalities, it tends to modulate it. If it's too high, it brings it down. If it's too low, it tends to bring it back to homeostasis. And that's true in all of those physiological realms. Now, some that are bizarre are like migraine headaches. We don't really have a real hundreds and hundreds of people are having great response from their migraine headache problems. And migraines are extremely complicated, so we don't know why, but we're certainly glad that it's happening.
That's a great opportunity. I mean, basically what we're saying is that this product doesn't fix something, but what it does is it brings your body back into a normal homeostasis.
Yeah, let me tell you what my mantra is for the company, because I've been saying it, because I've been doing things as an alternative person in the FDA and the Federal Trade Commission has called my offices on numbers of occasions trying to put me in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what we do at X-Fuse. X-Fuse products deliver raw materials to the body so the body can heal itself. And it does that through the mechanisms of repair, regeneration, regulation, and maintenance of health. That's all our products do. We don't treat disease with them. We provide the bodies with raw materials. The body knows genetically how to heal itself. All it needs is raw materials. And with 7-Plus and our product, 7-Plus product brand, our products are delivering not vitamins and minerals only, or enzymes. We're delivering thousands upon thousands of phytochemicals that most of these people have eliminated from their diet. And that reintroduction of those phytochemical structures are impacting multiple physiological systems. And the proof's in what we're seeing anecdotally out there, is all these people with all these bizarre things are getting better, and we just think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And would you agree that in most Western worlds today, food that's produced, even if you were to eat the raw food diet or the hallelujah diet or all the others that people are pushing, in lots of cases the soils are denuded, and so therefore many of the microchemicals and some of the phytochemicals actually aren't even present anymore in some of the food that we consume because of intensive agriculture.
Yeah, absolutely true, and we've even gone to Whole Foods Market, big chain here, and I've read the research on Whole Foods and Sprouts and all those companies that sell the best of the best foods. They're still devoid of the full nutrient spectrum that should be in that particular species. Why?
Yep.
Green harvest and all the things that you just talked about.
Yep.
So in the 21st century, it becomes mandatory to supplement. And we believe XHUGES is purveying a product out there that's simple in concept but very complex in its delivery, and it will work for people that are seeking a healthier, happier lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it, but it is a dietary supplement, not medicine. And if we can get comfortable about that, that we've got a scientific-based product that's delivering raw materials and the product's working, that's really kind of our story.
One of the other questions was similar to the one we just had about physiology, but it was talking about improved performance and recovery time in athletes.
Yes. Well, that one's easy. We presented some data from the University of Miami that was done on some ingredients in our performance product, and here's the bottom line. They put it, did clinical trials in their human performance lab on already conditioned Division I collegiate athletes, and they ran faster, they jumped higher, they threw balls harder, and they recovered from their exercise training faster, and they measured that in their human performance laboratory, and we'll be, that's going to be a big part of our story because that's part of that inflammatory immune process that if it's not happening, those things don't happen. So from a performance standpoint, we've got some incredibly good data that, that substantiates all of those markers, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
We appreciate
yeah.
you being able to join us. We'll just finish up here. And, again, Dr. Joe, we're indebted to the your dedication, the time, your availability, your willingness to come on calls like this and share so freely. We just can't thank you enough, Dr. Joe. I'll just maybe give a last couple comments, you know, about our product here. I think that what you'll all discover is that our product is the absolute finest product that exists in the marketplace. Our product, when we compare it with others that are on the marketplace, we have no added sugars. We have no added artificial sweeteners. We have no NutraSweet. We have no aspartame. We have no sucralose or Splenda. We have none of those things. We don't have any filler juices or what they call junk juices. We don't have any thickeners like xanthan gum, apple pectin, or that thing. We don't even have sodium benzoate, which is in almost every other competitor out there. And we don't use aluminum cans. We don't use plastic bottles. Plastic bottles are known to leach out xenoestrogens, bismuth, and other bad things. And so we take the high road in all cases to have the most pure product on the market out there. And so you can walk into any meeting anywhere. There can be 1,000 or 10,000 people there. You can proudly hold our bottle up and say, this is the world's best, and no one's going to come up and challenge you and say, I've got one that's better. They may be able to come up with something just as good, but I'll guarantee you this, no one will ever come up with a product that's any better. You're asking about recovery.